Right now, it's time for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Annette Richard. I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis, not far away. What do you do there?
I am a part-time math instructor.
That's cool. And do you do anything for fun?
I play around with fiber arts.
Fiber arts?
Tatting, and I can spin fiber, and I can also sew.
I'm sorry,
tatting?
Tatting?
Tatting, yes.
What's tatting?
A long time ago, they used to make lace that way. And so it's sort of like macrame, but on a very small scale.
Wow.
It would never occur to me to tat.
I know. Annette, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Annette's topic?
This will be just like selling umbrellas in a rainstorm.
Which is an easy thing to do, unless you were to use a slogan like, "When the lightning starts, hold up this metal pole." See, this week we read a story about somebody trying to sell a pretty good thing in a pretty bad way. Each of our panelists are going to tell you three stories of wrong-headed approaches to marketing, only one of which is real. Choose that real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to go?
Yep.
Let's hear first then from Amy Dickinson.
When the local zoo in Syracuse, New York, learned that one of their kangaroos had a baby roo nesting in her pouch, the zoo decided to market their good fortune by hosting a high-concept event featuring the famous 7-foot-tall drag queen RuPaul. Zoo director Gay Chofi explained it. "We called it the Roo in the Zoo. Get it? Roo? The idea was to create an event that would bring attention to our wonderful kangaroo exhibit." The trouble started when Mr. Paul, wearing a Bob Mackey outfit and matching boa, was asked to strike a pose next to the anxious mother kangaroo, and she responded the way kangaroos do, with a swift kick to his plaza pants, followed by a pummeling. The human roo fell off his platform sandals, sustained cuts and bruises, and a badly sprained ankle. "Kangarooed," he tweeted. And attorneys on both sides are working out a settlement.
RuPaul tries to promote a kangaroo and it does not work out. Your next story of someone with good intentions misfiring comes from Alonzo Bowden.
"What's up your butt?" This question was asked by numerous billboards across the state of Washington. The billboard showed people with pained expressions and the question was written right above them, "What's up your butt?" The idea was to raise awareness about colon cancer, the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths in America. County Commissioner Sean Small told the Tri-City Herald, "We're going to give the taxpayers what they want," and agreed to remove the billboards after numerous complaints. Well, at least they didn't ask, "Who's up your butt?"
Yeah.
I added that last part. Just so you know.
The "What's Up Your Butt" colon cancer campaign not working out. Yeah. Lastly, let's hear from...
It's not real. It should be.
Let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Religious groups choke on healthy foods campaign. As America's health care costs continue to soar, the American Council on Healthy Eating frantically tries to promote a healthy diet. Somehow, "Where's the Beef" always comes out ahead of "An Apple a Day Keeps the Doctor Away." Determined to find a memorable approach, the American Council on Healthy Eating has inadvertently drawn the ire of religious groups with their "What Would Jesus Chew" campaign. Which they quickly pulled when the controversy began. "Obviously, Christians are not averse to the idea of eating healthy," says Larry Bowers, the head of Christian Media Watch. "We also, however, hold dear the image of Jesus Christ and reject the use of his image in any form of advertising. We, of course, deeply regret any offense caused by the campaign," says Haley Stites of the American Council on Healthy Eating. "We intended the image of the Last Supper with Jesus eating fruits and vegetables and sipping a cup of soy milk while Judas bellied up to a burger and fries to be a humorous nudge. But it seems it may once again have driven the nation further into the grip of a diet of fatty potluck."
All right, one of these campaigns really was tried and really did not succeed. Was it from Amy Dickinson, a zoo's attempt to market their new baby kangaroo with RuPaul? disaster ensued. From Alonzo Bowden, a colon cancer awareness campaign that used the catchy slogan, "What's up your butt?" Or from Paula Poundstone, a campaign for healthy eating called "What Would Jesus Chew?" With a big rendition of The Last Supper. Which of these was the real story of a marketing campaign gone awry?
Wow.
Tap that, Missy.
I think I'm going to go with the Alonzo story.
Alonzo story. What's up your butt?
Yeah.
All right, that's your choice. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to somebody who was actually connected to this ill-fated campaign.
The billboard is a picture of a 50-year-old man with a kind of quizzical expression on his face, and it says, "What's up your butt?"
That was Yakima Public Health District Administrator Dennis Kukan. He ran the ill-fated "What's Up Your Butt" campaign out there. Congratulations, Annette. You got it right. You earned a point for Alonzo for being sincere. And you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home voicemail or whatever you got. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.